Hey, Bob Chenick is on the phone. He's a Chicago Tribune reporter, and it's all about the price that we're paying to heat our homes with gas. On Friday, David Schwartz, who is he's a media spokesperson for People's Gas, joined us, and we were talking about the raising of the rates. This is how he addressed it.
For 9 years, rather than raise rates, we cut costs. Also, over those 9 years, we made investments that benefit customers, and we did not seek rate increases, as I said, which means we have not recovered those costs. So today, after 9 years, a rate filing was necessary to ensure the ongoing safety, reliability, and environmental sustainability of our system, of our heating system, of Chicago's heating system. As we saw in the winter storm that hit much of the country around Christmas, nothing can be taken for granted. Heating systems protect Chicagoans' health, lives, and safety. They need to be able to withstand the very harshest of weather conditions. Chicago's system performed flawlessly in those sub-zero temperatures a couple weeks ago. That reliability is a direct result of the investments we and our customers have made in the heating system. Lastly, the really good news here is that we expect the additional costs of this rate increase to be offset by a decline in the global price of natural gas. Gas prices are finally coming down, and they're expected to continue declining. So the bottom line of what customers actually pay on their monthly bills once these new rates take effect is expected to be minimally different, if different at all, from what they actually paid last year.
After that conversation with him on Friday, I cannot tell you the amount of text messages that came in that said BS. and they didn't even abbreviate it, Bob. They didn't abbreviate it.
Bob, I accept news tips, if that, but I heard you talking about tipping.
Yeah.
Monetary. So, I won't editorialize like that because I'm not allowed to.
Right.
But, yeah, you know, I will say this. I didn't talk about the rate of the gas prices. I wrote something about it a couple months ago because they were projected to be higher this winter. And there's some indication that things aren't as bad this winter as previously thought in terms of the cost of the actual, you know, gas commodity, which is not, you know, gas companies, they don't make money on that. It's sort of a pass-through. They make money on the distribution. That's what they charge the rates for. And so the infrastructure, you know, that's what they're charging you for, fixing up how to, the pipelines, how to get the gas to you.
Right.
But I think I'm not the foremost expert on gas prices, but he's talking about what gas prices will be in January 2024. It seems it's a little early to prognosticate exactly where they'll be. There are projections that they're headed the right, you know, headed lower, but we're just focusing on the cost that Peoples is going to charge its customers to get the gas to their homes and businesses. So that's what the stories we've written are about, and that's what they're applying for with the ICC.
Bob Chenick is a writer with the Chicago Tribune. You will see those stories that he has written about gas bills and the price. And People's Gas has about 880,000 customers in Chicago. North Shore Gas has about 164,000. Both are owned by WEC Energy Group. What was interesting, though, Bob, that people brought up after my conversation with David, and I mean, God bless him, I wouldn't want to have to be the media spokesperson for a utility company because nobody's really ever going to be happy with you. But people said, this has been such a mild winter. You know, if prices haven't gone up, why is my bill higher when we've had days like this on January 10th when it's 50 degrees and sunny, you know, and we're not in some, you know, situation where it's 20 below zero?
And I should have put this in front of me before when we chatted, but the cost of gas in the fourth quarter was really high, the commodity. And I think rule of thumb, maybe 50% is the cost of gas and 50% the transmission. It might be a little off on that. There's been a really high cost of gas, the actual commodity, and that's part of the bill. So, and you know, we definitely were feeling it. It was way up year over year. I have to go find that info to be able to quote it for you. But I said I wrote a story a couple months ago, and year over year, gas costs have been higher. All kinds of problems, supply
right.
chain and the problems in, you know, Ukraine and yada, yada, and you add it all up, and it costs more to get natural gas. So they're down a little bit, you know, and year over year in our area, it's comparable, if I remember correctly, January 2023 versus 2022, but we've been paying more for gas, period, just for the commodity. So that's what, first and foremost, part of the pain. But there are increases now that are coming, no pun intended, you know, in the pipeline. And
that pun was totally intended, Bob.
Yes,
it was.
I
a good
wrote
one.
It too. Thank you. I kind of can't help myself. So far. But the what we're talking about is what your gas bill is going to be like in January 2024. All right. I mean, if these increases take place, so you know, people haven't even really seen or felt what these new rate increases are going to do. It's a year off.
Well, we'll be watching it. We know that you're watching it closely. I appreciate you calling into the show. So when you go to a counter to pick up food, do you tip or do you not tip? Because people are now on our text line yelling at me saying, do not tip counter help.
I don't.
Okay. All right. Well,
I don't. Yeah. Maybe that's bad. But
no,
I'm a
no.
pretty good tipper generally, but I somehow don't see that one, no.
Yeah, somebody just said tipping at the register is ridiculous. They're handing you your pizza. You do not need to tip them. And then another person said, I bet the guy had Venmo or PayPal or Zelle. You could have tipped that way. And you're right, I didn't even think about that. So, all right, I'm working on being a better person, Bob. You keep an eye on the gas companies for us, okay?
Will do. Absolutely.
All right, thanks. Somebody just said, I paid $153 last year. We're talking about the price of gas. I received my bill for the same period. It's $198. So that's the complaint that people have, you know, that they're saying, well, it's not going up to 2024. It's just a $15 line item. I don't know. You know how it is. We really don't have much control over it, and we need it. And somebody else here just said they tip counter help. So I appreciate that because some people need that help. I guess I should have just given him the 20. Bill Snyder's going to join us. Tom Skilling said he's feeling a little under the weather. He usually joins us on Tuesday, but we'll check in with his longtime producer, Bill Snyder. And then you probably heard Bob Surratt talking about this. John mentioned it. You've probably seen the headlines because there's a report out that says Chicago commuters lost more hours to congestion in 2022 than drivers in any other major U.S. city. That means we are sitting stuck in traffic. We're going to talk to the guy who wrote the report. That's on the way after Steve's News on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.